This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters.
What up, putties?
Yeah, man. We did some things.
Yeah, there's a lot in this one.
Period fairy. Harley has to have a camera up his bum.
Yeah, not even medical.
Are you? What? No, just for fun. Just for fun.
Yep.
It's because you were bored.
Just like an old Canon camcorder.
Oh,
from the
amazing.
90s.
Oh, God.
I thought it was a Polaroid.
You'll have to do your exercises for that.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yep.
You'll need some sort of butt plug that is the size of a... You need a brick plug. That's what you'll need.
A brick.
And we have Benjamin Law joined us. That is, if he's listening to this, those two should not be next to each other. I'm very sorry. He is a power bottom and he'll admit to that. Also, Lisa Wilkinson, we chat about that. Sorry, Lisa, for putting you near butt plugs.
Near all of that.
And everything else. Chris Hemsworth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, don't watch the video on our Facebook page with Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo and myself. It is officially out of control.
Yes.
Harley, Jeremy.
It's flat out.
Do you have anything to plug that we need to plug? Yeah. Okay, my book's being re-released on the 1st of November. 3 new chapters. You can pre-order it now through readings.com.au or you can get it on iBooks and the 3 new chapters will just bang appear on the 1st of November.
Boom.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
It's the radio show that lost a co-host thanks to a dental emergency.
You conveniently had a tooth out that had been
wasn't it?
It had been bothering you since March. So
yeah, it had been
so
bothering me for quite some time.
You waited until our busiest week. the week of...
How dare you!
How dare you!
But I planned that down to the day.
Fortunately, with Harley back, everything returned to normal.
This got confusing.
I know.
I blame me.
It is very...
confusing.
And the time apart hasn't dampened their obsession for making great radio.
How do we not win a radio award?
How do you not win everything?
On Saturday night. What is even wrong with this industry?
Everyone.
How dare everyone?
This is... The Em Rossiano Radio Show. With Harley Green.
Good morning, dickheads.
Yay.
Hey, mate. Hi. Well, look.
What?
Big show. I mean, we have
always
all
been, big.
We've all been rocked by the news that Lisa Wilkinson has quit the Today Show. I'm looking at the telly now. And
I wasn't as rocked as others were.
You only found out this morning.
All right, that's true.
Still asleep.
I had to have it explained to me what had happened.
I was rocked. I mean, who quits their show after 10 years on a Monday night? We'll be talking about that. And if you didn't know, now you know. And I know you're sitting in your car or your truck going, I am rocked.
10 years is a long time.
Massive. And it was a Monday night. Oh, there is some shit going down that we are not.
Oh, there's something.
Whoa, don't know that we will know. And she was so classy. Oh, my God. Her statement, my statement would have just read F you. And she was super classy. So we'll be talking about that. We also have, well, it was Hemsworth Day yesterday.
Oh, yes, it was.
And I met Mark Ruffalo and Chris Hemsworth. I sat very close and they had like a meter from each other on a tiny little stage. And... it was hectic.
Yes.
We had a great time. They said I was their favourite interview. I come in after a lot of other people who were very not me.
Yeah.
But I wrecked it.
Oh. Did you?
It's not very good.
Oh.
No, it's fun to watch because it's just Chris, Mark and I yelling at each other for 10 minutes.
Not so much an interview as like an improv game.
It was improv. Oh, my God. That's exactly what I left. It's like Mark said to me, did you do improv or not? Yeah, he goes, you could tell. It was improv for 10 minutes of just screaming at each other and pretending we'd pashed. So I'm going to go on about
just
this all morning.
Interview,
I feel very bad. I'm so sorry. And you're going to be saying, shut up, Em, when you hear it. But the video is amazing. Don't worry. Which is great for radio.
She's back. She had the day off yesterday.
Did she want to be back?
I don't know. She's frantically looking at Em's phone. But Dolly Parton's in.
How do you?
Wow.
Hey.
You're from all over America.
I really miss you, Dolly. I mean, Harley.
You miss yourself, Dolly. I missed me too.
You know what? I'm not going to do a Dolly Parton quote today because I'm so sick of myself. I'll just hear Dolly's voice in my ear. Dolly, Dolly, Dolly. So I'm going to give you an M. Rustiano quote.
Okay. That's good. Wow, this is Inception. This is M. Rustiano impersonating Dolly Parton.
This is
doing an M. Rustiano quote.
This is why M. always says, you always got to punch people in the throat so that they take you to court. There's no proof because it don't bruise. Thank you, Dolly. Thank you, M.
What?
Well, I have such a great feel-good story.
This is good.
I read this and just at the end went, oh, God.
Yeah.
Really good humans in the world. So there's a hiking group, right? There's this group, Jane and John and Teddy and Dave, right?
Did these
Jane?
People get lost and drink their wee again?
No. No, they didn't. They did not. But it's not. They didn't get lost.
Okay.
They like to go hiking. It's a group. Now, yes. Jane, John, Teddy and Dave, there's normally two other girls. Let's call them Beryl and Cheryl.
Okay.
And Beryl and Cheryl didn't come on this trip. It was just Jane and the boys.
Yeah.
So basically the gang met at Teddy's in the morning at 8 a.m. You know, they had some breakfast at Teddy's. They love Teddy's. Such a prankster, that Teddy. And John was the leader
of the
group.
Camping this story up more than it needs to be.
No. And John was the leader, okay? And he's the member in charge of... So if you're the leader of a hiking group, you set the course, you lead the pack, you make sure there's no stragglers at the back, okay?
Sure.
So John's out the front. He's leading the front. And then Dave-o, great bloke, loves a frothy. Dave-o was the medic, okay? And he had the big pack with all the stuff on. So anyway...
Yes.
Jane was walking along, and as she was walking, she got a period. And she wasn't expecting it. She was not expecting it, and she felt it. And she sat, as any woman listening now knows, if you feel it and then you've got no supplies because it's early or you're not expecting it at all, and she said she's thinking that she's panicking. She's like, oh, God, I've got shorts on. I have no supplies with me. We are in the wilderness.
Ooh.
And she said when she really has quite a heavy flow on her first day. So Jane gave a lot of information to the press, which was nice of her.
And I'm imagining in this situation as a man, leaves are not an option.
No. Well,
don't put leaves in.
She got desperate because she did have shorts on. She got so desperate. She's thinking, and you do. You go through, what can I put in my undies? She thought she might have to take her bra off and do it.
Wow.
You know, she didn't know what to do. And
a porous bit of bark.
Well, no, it won't do anything, and that'll just really hurt you and, like, put splinters in places splinters shouldn't be.
No, you don't want to do that. Okay.
So she's walking along, and then she drops back. She drops right back off the pack, and, like, the boys are powering on except for Dave the medic. And Dave turns around and says, oh, and he walks back to her, are you okay? Do you need to go to the toilet? And she goes, no, it's something else. And then Dave leans in and whispers, do you need pads or tampons? And she goes, yes, I do. And then Dave puts his pack down and he opens it up and he packed a special pack in the medic pack.
What? Why?
And he gave her pads and tampons and wet wipes and then some little headache tablets as well in case she had pain. And he said, and Dave said, go into the trees and take care of it, then tie your shirt around the waist. I won't say a thing. Dave the period fairy.
Wow.
What a guy. I don't even know.
How did Dave exist?
I don't even know how this story made the press. I love that it did.
Yeah.
But I love that there's a guy out there like Dave the Period Fairy, who's a hiker, who pre-thought there's only one woman in the group, and he pre-thought to pack a just-in-case kit, which I mean.
Yeah, that is odd behaviour.
No, it's not. It's thoughtful.
It's not bad odd. It's definitely odd.
Why is it odd?
Of course it's thoughtful.
Why is it odd?
I would put my hand up as a man and say I don't think that there's a large percentage of the male population who would think to pack periods supplies.
But if you're the medic,
because we've never had one.
Yeah, but if you're but you've never had like a snake bite, but you still pack a snake bite kit.
Sure. Yeah, because that could happen to me, but I will never get my period.
No, but if you're covering for other people in the group and one of them does have their period, would think I better cover for her because that is a way of that is bleeding.
Well, obviously,
your job
Dave
as a medic is
that.
To stop the bleeding. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. All credit to you, champ, because you
champ.
Are one in a million.
He's a champ. He is an
He's a champ.
He's a champ.
He's a bloody Aussie champ.
You're a bloody
is he Australian. Was that Australian?
Let's say so. Yeah, you're a bloody Aussie champ, Dave.
Bloody
the period fairy. You have won man
you're
of the day.
You're as Australian as a period in the bush.
Yay!
Let me read this to you, Amelia.
When you're shimmying, I know something's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. I did just shimmy in my head and he fell off my shoulders. So Exactly. How did that happen? All right. A former South Texas Juvenile Justice Department employee has been arrested for felony theft after authorities say he acknowledged stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
What?
I didn't know. In my head, I thought you were going to tambourines, but you went to fajitas. Yeah. Okay. How many?
I love that opening paragraph so much.
How many fajitas is $1.2 million?
Yeah. Over the course of 9 years,
he
has stolen $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
Why?
Cameron County District Attorney Louis Sands tells the Brownsville Herald that Gilberto Escamala sounds like an evil villain, was fired in August and arrested after authorities obtained a search warrant and found packages of the Tex-Mex food in his refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
That is so much fajitas.
I know. 1.2 million.
So to give it context, he was changing the orders of food that was meant to come to the Juvenile Justice Department, send it to his house, and then he was selling that on to other people.
He was selling jail food?
Yeah.
He stole jail fajitas? Oh, see, I phased out at the start of that. They were jail fajitas?
Well, the scheme imploded when he missed work one day in August for a medical appointment and a delivery driver showed up with 800 pounds of fajitas. But officials said the juvenile department didn't serve fajitas.
What?
They didn't even serve that.
I know, they must have been thinking, like, the company doing it for 9 years, geez, these guys really love fajitas. Like, these kids here, all that's getting them through jail is my fajitas.
Hey, mate, what are you in for? Fajitas. What was that?
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
So, yesterday Sunday night I went to the premiere of Thor Ragnarok.
Correct.
It was so great. It's such a great film. I'm not allowed to review it, but it's 5 stars. And
what do you mean you're not allowed to review
it? There's an embargo on reviewing it.
Oh.
They don't want anyone to do, like... They don't want people to change the public's opinion. They want the public to make their own minds up, which I get. So the movie's like, we're letting you see it early because you're in the media, so can you please just shut up? But
everyone
loves
that.
Oh, but I don't think they'll care if I'm saying it's amazing somehow. Yeah.
No, I don't. Like, we told her. review.
It's so funny. And if you've got a kid over the age of 10, they'll be fine. There's a bit of violence, but not more than what they're seeing on, you know, usual things. Sure. Anyway, so yesterday I got to sit face to face with Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, and Mark Ruffalo, who plays Hulk. Now, I just want to apologize for what you're about to hear because... It got really hectic and it was fun and I got carried away in the moment and it's not good radio and I've kind of let the team down in that. I really got carried away in the moment and the guys and I were having so much fun. And in the interview, if you listen, Mark Ruffalo says your editor's going to kill you because it is it's hectic. But the video is going to go up after 8 o'clock because there's more people online then. So you're going to have to wait till then. But there's a few things up already on Instagram. It was such a good time. They're lovely guys. Oh, Harley, they're lovely guys.
I bet they are.
You know, they've done 9 million interviews. I came in after Koshy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to set the scene. The guys are sitting there. They've done 10 interviews, and I walk in wearing a rainbow jumper. It's got every colour of the rainbow on it with a sequined lion.
Yes.
It's my Gucci jumper, and that's the first thing you're going to hear is kind of Chris Hemsworth losing his mind over my jumper, and they kind of woke up when I walked in. But again, please forgive me for the yelling. I'm so sorry. Please still love me. I'm so sorry. Here is my interview with Chris Hemsworth and Mark Ruffalo.
What a beautiful sweater.
It's amazing.
Look at that.
Thank you so much.
You look like you came from Sakaar.
I did come from Sakaar.
This is very fitting for this movie.
Are you appreciating if the shoes match the tiger?
The whole thing.
Like it's all tied in.
It's really good. You got it going, and your glasses match it. You're just one of the stripes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you see, you know how needy I am. I haven't had to say anything, and you've reassured me about my appearance. So well done, you two. That's fantastic.
We like it.
I'm going to establish tenuous links so we have a bond early and you remember me. I spent all my summers in Phillip Island growing up as a kid.
Oh, good.
Had a house in Red Rocks.
Yes.
Used to go to San Remo Pier and have fish and chips.
We probably had a fish and chip or two.
Definitely passed you under the pier. 100%.
Do you remember him?
We definitely passed.
And now remember now.
We did the thing, yes. Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, we did the thing.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know.
And you never called me back.
I'm sorry, I'm really regretting that.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's okay. It's all right. I married a guy who works 3 days a week. You know, some may say I am the winner here.
You actually are the winner.
He's a full-time surfer. You would like that too. Mm-hmm. And I have a 10-year-old daughter named Odette.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
I have a 10-year-old daughter named Odette.
What? It's almost like I did my research.
What? How long has she been 10 for?
She's been 10 since February.
You're kidding me.
No.
She's been 10 for 2 days.
Shut up.
That's amazing.
Lucky she had a birthday. That wouldn't have worked at all.
No.
That would have been wrong.
No, it's so good. How is she?
She's a Fruit Loop. She's incredible.
I love that.
I've got a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old.
I have a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old. Shut the
Get out of my life!
What?
Are we the same person?
Did you steal my life? What's your birthday?
1st of
November
March.
22nd.
Oh my God, it's the same! Oh my God, it's the same! Oh my God!
So
uncanny. Oh my God, I'm sweating.
What's
going on? I need some powder on my tongue, you guys.
What color is your hair, really?
It's brown and curly.
So is mine.
My name's Mark.
Mark.
Get out!
First you snogged you.
I know, now
you kissed him.
Yes. So you guys have made out, essentially.
We did.
Amazing. Okay, so okay, I was at the... Let's do the movie. Okay. Yeah. But we've done the
list. Are we rolling? We're not rolling.
I'm just so happy. Did you like the movie?
Oh, crap. It was so great.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And it's shit when you have to sit down and lie.
Yes, it's horrible.
No, because I have to do that
lying.
So often. I have to sit down and go...
Oh, us too.
Oh, I know.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to get out of here and you're going to lie. Oh, I lie to myself every morning.
Me too.
Get up, you're great.
Get out
People
of bed.
Care that you're on Breakfast Radio. They care about your stand-up. I do that all the time.
So glad. Every journalist has seen this movie. Loves
oh, no, honey,
movie.
I'm not a journalist. I'm not proper.
No. Every person has seen this movie.
Every human being has seen this movie. Has said this response. So it fills us with much love and joy.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And feeling much like that
this jumper?
Sweater you're wearing.
Because
jumper.
I imagine, because you really like you. Things up like it's a different kind of thought.
Oh, we wanted
totally. And you must have been worried. It's surely you two look at each other in a deep and meaningful and went, are we doing the right thing?
Well, the
many
exact
moments where we
line that Mark would say is, are we are we wrecking
yes.
this? I'm like, yes, and it needs to be broken and rebuilt.
Yeah.
You did. You never for a moment had a moment of doubt as I was going down the tubes.
No,
I
knew it needed
Joaquin
to.
Replacing me?
Joaquin Phoenix ever?
Oh, yeah, I see that. Hulk? I mean, no one would ever replace you, but he could. If
are you kidding me? They give this part away to anyone who walks through the door. I mean,
they offered it to me. I said no, I'm not doing that. Offered to the other Mark.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you, by the way.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So, I thought you needed a break. I really felt your career was stagnating. Mine was on the up and up. I came ninth on Australian Idol. You know, you had an Oscar nom. And I went, he needs it.
Yeah, I thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Did you really come back?
I really did.
Oh, amazing.
2004.
You did? That's amazing.
I'm really good. Why didn't you do your research on
why
me?
Didn't
I
didn't
mind
sing
on you.
Something.
Well,
why
okay,
are you singing this
sure.
whole interview?
What do you. Sure, I can. I've got 3 minutes. Wait.
Right,
okay, I've got 2 minutes. Okay.
You're going to get in so much trouble.
Here we go. Wait.
Your editor is going to kill
you. You know what the best character was? Korg. Like, hearing New Zealand got their first superhero, I'm so happy
I know,
for them.
Finally.
Because they've had nothing
I know.
But awful sheep references. And now they have a superhero.
We're
they
not do. Doing... Thor 4.
No.
We're doing Korg and the Revengers.
One.
Standalone movie.
Yes.
That would be so good.
And I'll be a little smaller on the poster than I am in this one.
Well, to be honest, I'm a little sick of you.
Sick of me? I am
you getting
sick
your own movie, though, because I was all about New Hulk. I got
it's
to see where Hulk lived.
Happen.
I got to see his bed. I got to see what
amazing?
He was eating. His beads, his accessorizing. It was incredible.
His loincloth.
His loincloth.
His loincloth.
Can I just
finally
say,
has his own style.
But when Bruce, when you were good, the haircut was great. I love
the little like.
Little freckles and a little bit.
Yeah.
And the tight fade. Do you get a nice tight fade?
Nice tight fade, a little light on the top.
Yeah. But then when you became Bruce again, babes, you look great. I know you were feeling a bit funny about being near old hard body here.
I was killing it.
Mate, you were killing it in your
really?
Voice. Yes.
I love
yes,
you.
Yeah.
Mark, you're the, my
Thank
favorite.
Thank you. I'm Mark. You looked amazing. I also wanted to briefly touch on the fact that you have some kick-ass women as a mother of two
They're
daughters,
amazing.
As two busy working mums of daughters. You'll appreciate mm-hmm. that having these women in the film. I just want a whole Valkyrie series with them on their winged
Isn't
horses.
Isn't she amazing?
Yeah.
Insane. She was,
yeah.
she was so great.
It came up in the press tour the other day about... That's what they should do.
Powerful lady.
They should movie
of all the
Valkyrie.
Women.
Yeah.
The, it's funny, I read that on the page and went, oh, this is just a you know, cool character. And then what Tessa Thompson did with that was just mind-blowing.
And Kate Blanchett.
She just may get
and
another
so
job.
Sexy.
Do you think?
And so,
yeah.
so beautiful and
yeah.
strong
yeah.
and
punk.
And it's scary as hell.
Is that your
hell.
Kate Blanchett?
Well, but she's just standing there like...
Amazing. No, but she has that stance and she does that bland.
Yes.
Yep,
so well.
She's
prepared.
A badass.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so important. Does that 1 minute include my selfie time? Because I had to sacrifice
no,
2 minutes.
No, you can do that.
Quick, what have you got?
Okay.
And then we'll
just photos. Oh, they're wrapping me up. I just want to say, this movie, and I'm your core demo because I love superhero. I dress like a superhero in my mind at once. So, you know, well done.
Thank
it was
you.
Great. And now I have to sacrifice 2 minutes of talking to selfies. So you two better have a costume change and you better have some poses.
Swish jumpers.
Yes.
Sure. No.
I want that jumper. Who makes that jumper?
Do we do that? Gucci.
Baby,
yeah.
that is Gucci.
Yeah, it's
that
Gucci.
That is really Gucci.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh my God, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank
you.
Thanks,
that was
Mark.
A great interview.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that was a thing that I
came
did.
Out of the gate at 10, mate.
I was so excited. I just want everyone to imagine if that was you. I know I'm annoying. I get it. I'm self-aware enough to know that was annoying, but the video's great because you can see that they're actually just, we're all just laughing. The guys were into it. When I left, they're like, that was so great. Thank you. You woke us up. That's actually what they said. So it was fantastic. The video.
Chris Hemsworth is so Aussie.
Can I just say to you, it's hard to look at Chris Hemsworth because he's so handsome.
Yeah,
it's like looking
it's
into
like
the sun.
Working with me every morning, I imagine.
Exactly the same, but it's not because it's like looking into the sun. Like you can only steal glimpses at him every, like for a couple seconds. And then I go back to Mark because Mark's like this beautiful Labrador puppy that you just want to like pat. But then Chris is like the
Don't
sun.
Pat Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, I did lots of times. You'll see it in the video. He and I were like embracing and high-fiving because he was just loving it. But oh my God, Chris Hemsworth, for anyone wondering, smells good, feels good and
does.
Looks
good. Of
course
good. He does. He should be our Aussie flag.
Yeah. Just in a flag just on a
yeah,
pole
just him
just Chris and a pole
on a pole just Chris holding onto the top of a pole.
The video will be up after Hello. 8. It'll make more sense then and you won't hate me quite as much after
oh,
watching
it. Oh come on
it.
Stop now, no one hates you.
Oh, I've read
okay,
the comments.
Maybe one or two.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
131060. What's the superior? What's the price for today? Is it still Foo Fighter tickets you got?
Sure.
Yes.
Holy moly.
Two tickets to the Foo Fighters for the best call.
Sick.
And Foo
I like
Fighters.
Those tickets got delivered to the wrong station.
Nah. We love Fooies here, you and I.
Oh, yeah.
Off brand for me, on brand for you. But I love the Fooies because my husband has always been very passionate about the Fooies, and that's when we met. That's the only album we listened to in his car. Yeah. Foo Fighters Concrete and Gold World Tour, Saturday, 27th of January at ANZ. Tickets on sale now from ticketek.com.au. Dave Grohl, like they did the in-car thing with James Corden, you know, carpool karaoke.
Oh, yes.
And Dave Grohl said they hated it. It was really awful. They, do you know they spend 3 hours in that car?
Oh, dear. Oh, of course they hated it.
And Dave said, I felt really uncomfortable singing my own songs. I wanted to sing other people's songs. So I think you missed the point, Dave.
3 hours.
3 hours filming in that car.
That's a car. That's a
Full
road trip.
Of five blokes.
Nah.
La, 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 la.
No.
131060 for Foo Fighters tickets. What's a superior? Simple pleasure.
Oh yes.
You know what's just the little act that you do that brings you so much joy.
Yeah.
For me, it is hot shower, clean sheets.
Ooh.
Yes.
So I'll come into my room, change the sheets first because you get sweaty changing the sheets.
Yeah.
Change the sheets, put the other ones in the laundry so you don't have to deal with mm-hmm. them. And then you go in and you have a really hot shower.
Yeah.
And then you dry off and you pop your moisturizer on all your dry bits. And then you slide into those nice crisp sheets. You've got to be nude.
Ooh.
And you just lay there and it is. Did you know that clean sheets has an aphrodisiac?
Sorry, you put me to sleep. I really wanted to get into those. Yeah. Yes, I do know that.
Clean sheets. If you put clean sheets on, there's a better chance you're going to have roots.
Yep. That's why people do more roots in hotels. Rooms.
What's your simple pleasure?
Beer and a Joe cigarette.
What's a jazz cigarette? Is that a special kind?
Makes you feel jazzy.
Are they jazzy? Is that a brand?
Just jazzy. Yeah,
I've never heard of
Jazzies.
Brand. Oh, I'm going to look up the brand jazz cigarette.
Quite honestly, let's just leave that bit out. But
it's the truth. Whatever.
Yeah, it is the truth.
It's not. Hot. I mean, it's not. It's nothing. It's just cigarette.
My simple pleasure you actually have to work for because they really it changes the flavour of the beer and it's a manual labour, a full day in the sun of manual labour and then the first beer at the end of that day of work. There is nothing like it. I mean, beer is great all the time, but when you've sweated it out and worked hard and you sit down and boom, the best.
I love this. And sometimes you get so caught up in consuming and keeping up with things and being awesome and looking good. And then all it really takes is that little this, that little thing. Just a little, and you're like, you know what? Life's okay right now. I'm okay. Yeah. Yep. 131060, what's a superior simple pleasure? What's the one little act you do that just it's euphoric for you at that point in time? Yeah. Foo Fighters tickets up for grabs. We'll take your calls next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
What's a superior simple pleasure? What's a small act that you do in your life? It doesn't take much effort, but when you're in it, you're like, mate, life's good. Yours is the first frothy after a hard-earned thirst.
You got to do some manual labour. It's either that beer or the beer just after the last child has gone to sleep. That beer tastes amazing.
That is a good beer. Mine is hot shower, clean sheets.
Yeah.
We have two tickets to see the Foo Fighters up for grabs. Katie in Liverpool. Hi, Katie.
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, darling, good, what's a superior simple pleasure?
Mine's a bit of a combination of the two of your guys. I like having a cheeky beer in the shower just before you're getting ready to go out.
I love a cheeky beer
in the shower.
Yeah.
A Harley and M mashup.
You know, I saw a shower caddy that can now hold your drink. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, it's a soap holder.
You're good, Katie. Funny, Katie.
You know, I had a shower in Thailand. I've had a few. And they had a beer opener in the shower. And I went, correct, Thailand. Correct.
It is correct. Yeah. Well done, Thailand.
Yeah.
Steph in Camden, hello.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, hey, darling. Mate. What's the simple pleasure? What's the superior simple pleasure?
Okay, so my simple pleasure is piercing the foil lid of a Nutella jar.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Come on.
I used to feel the same way about a Milo tin as a kid. Yes. Remember you'd flip the lid on the Milo tin and then you'd get it that foil?
Yes.
Yeah, but Nutella's just that little bit more.
I agree.
I have to admit.
I love that. I love that, Steph.
It kind of pops a bit.
Yes. Oh, I'm doing it now in my mind. So good. Hayley in Mount Pritchard, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good doll.
Hey.
What's the superior simple
pleasure? Everyone's so chipper today.
Oh, I love it.
Woo.
I love it. They're compensating for me. It's fantastic. normally that's me. What do you got for his house?
Mine is with a three-year-old son is going to the bathroom by myself.
Oh
yeah, mate.
I'm so sorry, that's where you're at.
Yeah, they don't tell you when you have kids that you'll never go to the toilet by yourself ever again.
Or do anything by yourself.
No, you need to get ready to have an audience for everything you do for the rest of your life.
I love that one, Hayley. Well done. Em in Kensington. Hey, Em.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt.
What's a superior simple pleasure?
So this is kind of gross, but for some reason, Em, I feel like you would be right into it. Holly, actually, you too, probably.
Right up.
So popping pimples.
Yep.
My boyfriend's.
Yep.
I could watch it on into Instagram, like just the pimple popper.
Yeah, into it.
That is my jam.
Doing it, loving it.
I just love it. Or even just stuff coming out of other stuff. for some reason, like, it gives me this satisfaction like nothing else.
100%.
You're all sickos.
This morning I woke up and I felt on the side of my head I had one ready to go and I was so excited. So, like, I was saving it. I had my shower. I was just making sure it was still okay. And then because you got to go to the mirror and do it so you can watch the white come out of the pimple. And so, like, I did my whole thing and then my reward.
We've had gastro in my house. I'm going to vomit.
And then my reward was just getting that little, and then you check your nail to make sure that the pus come out. Yay.
Jesus.
I really have no filter.
My mother, Mavis, would be right into this conversation.
Oh, it's fantastic.
She's been known to hold me on the floor with her knees while she does it.
I do it to my cella.
She's a big woman.
I have to, like, I'm like a stealth popper, so I have to walk in and pretend nothing, pop. Like, I have to walk past her and then pounce on her.
Oh, yeah. Mum will just sneak one in. You're just sitting there on a hot summer's day with your shirt off and she'll just be wandering past. Whap-bam!
Me
too. She's got it out of you.
And you got to pretend like, I'm just walking past you. There's nothing to see here. I don't know what you mean. And then, bang! Let's give the tickets to the cheeky drink in the shower. Katie combining him and Harley's loves. Hello.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you. My husband's going to go nuts.
Oh, good.
Ah, sick.
Two tickets to see the Fooies. I know, look, Em thought she was in there because I did a full 5 minutes on pimple popping, but you've got it.
Oh, you made me gag on that one.
Oh, come on. You don't enjoy popping a pimple. Come on, Katie. You don't get excited at the sight of a white head?
No, sorry. No,
of course you don't. It's disgusting and pussy. Stick to the beer in the shower, mate.
There are people out there who are listening to me who are really pumped up about
this. Of course there are. There's heaps. There's old video things of it. People put them on their bloody...
Oh, that's disgusting. I can't watch that. Those people are foul.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Good morning, Jade in Castle Hill.
Oh my God, good morning, guys.
Hey, Jade.
What are you doing? You on your way to work?
Yeah, I've just passed on the side of the road and now I'm going to be late, so let's hope I win.
Where do you work?
I just work in a real estate, so.
Amazing. Okay, all right, Jade, really. Well. Oh, you know, it's your job.
It says here if you win, you're getting married and you need a tooth fixed, you're going to need a lot more than this for both of those things.
Both of those things, yeah, I need to fix that tooth.
Well, so do our best. Your letter is O for Othello.
Oh, God. Okay.
O.
O, yeah.
No, real.
Yep. I tell you what you'll be able to afford is a hammer to knock your tooth out.
Big donut. Oh, for a big donut.
Just, you know, mate, Jade, you got nothing to lose, buddy. Just go hard. Just go as hard as you can. Right.
Oh.
30 second. Oh, dear.
I mean, even the first question, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I'm changing that now.
No, don't.
I'm not changing the question. I can't. I'm just putting it not there.
Okay.
Your time starts after the first question. You get 30 seconds. You'll need it. And I'm going to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. All right, Jade. I'm real sorry, mate.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, dear. Oh, God. Oh, right. Name, you ready? I'm starting now.
Okay.
Name a shape.
Octagon.
A Netflix TV show.
Orange is the New Black.
A word that ends in D.
Odd.
A male music group.
One Direction.
A food chain.
Omnivores.
A type of bird.
Ostrich.
A British celebrity.
Pass.
A household item.
Oven.
A type of biscuit.
Pass.
A fashion brand.
Pass.
A British celebrity.
Jeez, you're good, Jade.
You were very quick. There's just three particularly hard ones in there.
I got 600 for you. I'll see if I'm right. So with adjudicators.
Why? Is there one lost?
Omnivore's not a food. Like, it's not a
I
food
didn't
chain.
Even hear it. Mate, I was. All
what's
right.
A food chain?
No, like Outback Steakhouse, a Porto, you know.
I
like,
thought it was like Carnivore.
Oh, I know, Dom. You gave a very clever answer. I'm very proud of you.
Man, that was quick.
600. Well done, Dom.
Yeah. Thank you.
You did very well, mate. That was very good playing.
You were great. Good job. Good on you, JD. You get to work now. Now.
Yes.
Listeners, regular listeners of this show will remember that a little while back you had to do poos in a jar.
I had to do a poo in a tiny, tiny little jar, like a little thimble.
Little thimble.
Like a fairy jar.
You had to aim your anus.
I had to aim it at a tiny thimble. I did. I had to take a crap in a bucket and some other things. It was a general men's health checkup.
You were taking the car in and popping the bonnet.
That's right.
You know?
And so I popped the bonnet and let strangers under there, and it's confronting. I looked at a man in his eyes while he put some goo on my balls and moved. Anyway, the results are in.
Oh, wow. Are we getting the results right now?
Yeah, this is the results.
Oh, let me get my clipboard. This is amazing. Okay.
So the gooey weird wand that the obstetrician used on my nutsack.
You did have a nut ultrasound.
I had a nut ultrasound.
A nutrasound.
That's correct.
I love a fusion word. I do.
Because I had a lump I immediately went to take care of as soon as I found it. Five years later. And it turns out it was no big deal, as I knew, because I'm a doctor.
So ultrasound, all clear.
Effectively, what it was a varicose vein.
Well,
it's a similar thing to a varicose vein.
Okay.
Is how the doctor explained it to me. Yes. So there you go, gentlemen. If you're feeling a little lump, it's pretty simple. You go and get it. Get a little zoobity-doos on your nuts from a stranger.
Amazing.
And it's fine.
Great.
It's confronting at the time, but everyone's cool with it. He was cool with it.
Great.
I'm cool with it.
Great.
I'm just going to keep saying cool with it.
Yeah. The eye of Sauron on your scrotum.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then I also had to do poos in a bucket just to figure some stuff out there.
And
the doctor's like, listen, it's come back as normal, but you're clearly not normal. I'm like, all right, champ, I didn't walk in here judging you, did I? So he goes, I want to send you off to a gastroenterologist.
Oh, no, Harley.
That's like peak butt guy.
No, but it is peak butt guy, but it's also definitely going to involve a camera up your...
Camera?
Right up
crew,
there.
Crew and butthole just combined.
Setting him right
that
up.
Is what they want. Now, basically what I've done is just before my time, I've reached the age of a man where whatever happens to you, they want to go up your butt. Right? When you get to a certain age of a man, and it's usually about mid-40s pushing the 50 mark, that's when they want to go up your butt. Now, I'm 37, so pushing 40, it shouldn't be happening yet, but that's what... It's like you get to that age
as a man. Are you kidding? So if you walk in and say, I've got a headache, up your butt.
Yes. Yep, you sneeze and they go, right up, we'll go up your butt.
Okay. Okay, great.
I think I've sprained my wrist. Up your butt.
You know that we do work for commercial radio, so we're going to have to attach a GoPro to that.
To that,
do a direct live stream so we can put it up on the website.
I'm definitely going to approve that.
Amazing.
So the thing is, right, we go in and I was questioning.
We could give away what they find. 13, 10, 60. Win what's up Harley's butt.
Do you want Harley's 1987 Lego piece? So... I said, well, what's the procedure? I haven't seen the gastroenterologist yet.
Yeah.
I said to my doctor, what's the procedure? He goes, it's very simple. I said, well, is it? It doesn't sound simple to me. He goes, it's simple. Yeah. They will give you a low dose of anaesthetic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, pardon?
Is that needle up the butt?
Excuse me, what are you talking about? He goes, they'll give you a bit of an anaesthetic. It's fine. It'll, you know, you get it done in the afternoon, you'll be fine by the night time. I'm like, you're meaning to tell me that there is a man that is going to put a small camera crew inside my bottom and you want me to not be awake? I will look in the whites of his eyes.
How dare
as
you?
He enters me. I will not be asleep for that. You keep me awake.
I am pursing and clenching everything on myself right now.
I am not knocking me out. I am not going to sleep for that. I'll get myself in the fetal position and we'll have a chat. I'll hold his hand and he can go in.
Do Joining us now, though, I'm very excited. He's a TV screenwriter and newspaper columnist. He's the author of Family Law. He wrote the Family Law on telly. All right, calm down, Ben. Geisha, Adventures in the Queries, Quarterly Essay, 67, Moral Panic 101. He's amazing. Please welcome Ben Law.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hello,
wait,
mate.
Is your stage name Benjamin Law?
It is Benjamin Law, okay. Because Ben Law is over too quickly. Even on radio, it's just like, Ben Law, it's done. I want to stay around for a bit longer, like a fart that you can't get rid of.
And your name is Benjamin. It's a good name.
Oh, he gets...
I get stuck on this. Ben is a short version of
Thank
the full
you,
name.
Harley. Use my name, Em. Don't wear
Sorry,
it out.
Joel, he gets very funny with when I shorten people's names. All right, Ben.
No, you can shorten it. Okay. But I like the long one,
all right.
Amelia.
All right. Harley. I can't shorten it.
There are three syllables there.
Yes. Okay. Now, Benjamin,
yes.
There's a new TV show starting at 8 o'clock.
There is.
Tonight. What? Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Screen Time. It's on the ABC.
Yes.
And it's basically, you know, when you walk out of a cinema or you finish seeing a really great TV show and you're like, oh, I need someone to talk about that with, that's what Screen Time is. So think about it like a book club, but it's book club for TV and film. If you are one of those screen nerds, we're there for you.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I watch so much telly.
I know. Don't you think we've also reached a point where, you know, when you're growing up and you were told you're watching too much TV and now you're at an adult, but you feel like I should be watching more. Mm. I know there's good stuff. So we're going to try to cover your tracks and tell you what's good and what is kind of average.
Do you watch Outlander?
No, but should I be?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
I just have to tell you guys, look, we've been talking about Outlander for a while. So it is the story of a time-traveling nurse and a hot Scottish Jacobite, right? And so they've been apart. I'm into season three.
Are there kilts?
So many kilts. Oh, hot men in kilts, hot Scottish men, hot redheads, right?
And I'm just having a moment.
It's so great. It's the most romantic show because all the sex scenes are shot through the female gaze.
Oh, I like that.
So women love it.
Yes.
And the two main characters have been apart for 20 years. We've had to wait like 6 episodes, right? And we finally got to the episode last week where they were going to be reunited and they're making us wait 2 weeks for the sex.
Okay, so where do we watch this hot sex waiting show?
Foxtel Go.
Oh, good.
Foxtel on Showtime. But they're making me wait 2 weeks for sex. Oh. 2 weeks for sex. And I'm like,
you're just going to have to replay the entire series again before that episode.
They're doing that already. Mm. But is that something you guys would discuss on Screen Time?
Oh my God, we're absolutely discussing everything from The Bachelorette to Blade Runner to Broad City. Ooh. All of the bees.
Oh.
Yeah, so tonight, for instance, we're going to be looking at the latest season of Broad City that's come out, but looking at the new Blade Runner, and there might be a delicious tidbit for all the Bachelorette fans out there, which is everyone.
Harley, are you watching The Bachelorette?
I can't look away.
Sophie Monk is like the moon. Yes.
I have not missed an episode.
Oh, who do you think she's going to pick?
Johnny the Guy.
Harley doesn't own a telly. So I don't know that Harley's your prime audience.
But, you know, a lot of us don't own tellies. We're watching TV in a lot of other ways now.
That's right.
So when we talk about screens, we are talking about traditional tellies. We're talking about laptops. We're talking about cinema. We're talking about our phones.
Well, Benjamin Law, we've got Judith Lucy's on there.
Judith Lucy.
Yeah.
My queen.
All the big names. Judith Lucy, Ben. They've got Ben on the sheet, Benjamin.
I'm down at the bottom.
Yes,
Ben Law. And they've shortened me. It's disrespectful.
Mark Fennell, Susie Youssef, who is one
Love
of our
Susie.
Favorite comics. Yeah. Good mate of yours, Harley. This is going to be great. I'm going to watch because I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't speak for everyone else, but I will be.
You'll get your latest recommendations and we welcome you arguing with us and throwing things at your screen on Screen Time ABC.
Fantastic.
Can't wait to read that Twitter feed.
Oh, God. Yeah. 8 o'clock tonight. Benjamin Law, thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
No worries.
Thanks,
oh, God, sorry. Kim Kardashian's playing on my phone.
Why is Kim in here?
Yeah,
not Kim Kardashian. Kim, our EP.
Let's talk about that. It is Em and Harley.
Let's, please.
Hey, Kimmy, what are you doing?
I was just summoned in. I don't know. I got a knock on the window. Run in here.
Well,
here you know
you
what
can't
it's be like.
Good, mate.
Do what I'm told.
Oh, all right. Turn him up. Have another rosé, doll.
Team player.
Oh, God.
Or just player.
So, right now, we're doing a phone
Kimmy's
topic.
Loose.
Kimmy's loose AF, right? Kimmy, get on the mic.
Glad to be in here.
Mummy loves a tipple. Oh, God. Mummy loves to steal a glass from a hotel room. Oh.
We sneak off all the time and have shots straight after work.
100%.
It's actually never happened.
Kimmy's the executive producer of our show. She's in charge of... She's the big boss. She's the big dog. And
she sounds really pumped to be in here.
I don't know what for, so I'm just waiting. Here we go.
You know what for.
God!
What is it? I know the phone topic.
Yeah, it's to be shamed for that, mate.
I want to talk about the phone topic because I find myself now just putting things in just to see how excited Kim will get about them because I hate them. And I want to talk about, so there's this story, Kimmy, okay, and it's about a bride who broke up with her husband on the honeymoon. Right?
Ooh.
So it was bad. She went down to find her new husband and found him chatting up two women, having a drink with them.
Oh, yeah.
And then found a message he sent to his mate on the honeymoon saying, I married a fat girl. I don't love her.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That's not nice.
So, Kim, you were so excited about this because you love a wedding phoner, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love all relationship-based phoners, actually.
You do, because why do you love relationship-based phoners?
Because they're interesting.
No, but why do we have to do them?
Because everyone can relate to them.
Yeah,
especially this one.
You tell everyone.
How short was your marriage?
Oh, my God. You should see her eyes are lighting up. On 131060, how short was your marriage?
Honeymoon short.
Like, can you? I mean, we've started right at the top, obviously.
That's right.
Did you get married and then realise very soon after it was a horrendous mistake?
Mm.
Yeah. Like, is that what we want?
Yes.
You're just loving it.
I am.
What other phoners could we have done off this? Like, what do you think?
Just regretting marriage?
Regretting.
No. I wouldn't have thought into that.
Yeah, what about that one?
About your life.
So you wanted to do that too, yeah? Okay, love
yeah.
it.
How right, long
yeah.
did your marriage last?
My 2 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's short. That is short.
That is short.
I'm an example.
That's short.
We weren't shorter than 2 years, though, guys. Yeah.
Shorter than 2 years.
So, yeah. 13, 10, 60. How short was your marriage? How?
No
how much?
Got
of
no calls.
No calls. Mine nearly ended on that.
Yeah,
on
right.
Honeymoon.
We haven't solicited.
No, we haven't solicited. Kim's right. We haven't solicited. Yeah, Harley, have you got a relatable story on 131060?
Mine nearly ended on the honeymoon, my marriage.
Yes.
My first marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
My second marriage hasn't started yet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why did
Kim? Oh, look, it was high drama. We were youth, I would say. We were officially still youth when we were married.
Yeah. And can you say what the fight was about?
No, I don't know if there was. It was just an emotional meltdown about the idea of what we'd just signed ourselves up for.
Oh, wow. So you were both like, holy crap, what have we done?
Yeah, but we stuck at it until we made a baby and then we thought, this will be less complicated. Here's something to tie us together forever.
All right, great. Well, Kimmy, thank you for that. We've refilled your relationship.
Pleasure.
Yeah, well, thank you. You go out and get those calls.
Good on you,
Kimmy's
going
to go out there and answer your phone
calls. See
you
for a shot after work, mate.
On 13:10. Oh, she'll be at the Rippers by 10. Don't worry about that. She'll be at Princes of the Night in her front row seat, old Kimmy, with her rosé putting $1 bills in their jock straps. That's our Kimmy. 131060. How short was your relationship? How short was your marriage? Like, how soon after the marriage did you go?
Or how short are you?
No. No. Grant Denyer on 131060. No. That's not true.
How short was your relationship and how short are you?
This is based either off one. A story Kim found. She was very excited off of a bride who they broke up on the honeymoon.
Yeah, that's hectic.
I want to hear how short were you married? Why? We want your stories. We'll take your calls next. Right now on 131060, we want to know how short was your marriage?
Or how short are you?
No. Don't cross-contaminate the phoner. Okay?
If I'm short.
It doesn't matter if you're saying the same word. It's different topics. One thought per break, mate. Where's your craft?
131060, do you like shortbread?
No. That's not what we're talking about. 131060, how short was your marriage?
Okay? Shortcut bacon.
Stop it. Lucky I'm the anchor. Lucky I'm the Lisa Wilkinson of this show. Oh, sad. Lisa's left today. If you haven't heard, she announced it last night on Twitter. That's totally normal to quit your 10-year show on a Monday night.
If you left here, the rails would come off so quick.
Actually, she's inspired me. That's how I'm going to do it.
What?
I'm just going to do it in a weird day of the week, online. No one's going to know. It'll be
Wednesday
fantastic.
Morning, 7:45.
she went to the toilet and didn't come back.
Actually, they've all spoken about it. We'll let you know what Carl actually said live on telly. We've got that for you because you're probably in your car and you can't see it. That's coming up after 8, as is my interview with Chris Hemsworth and Mark Ruffalo. But right now we're talking about a bride who is selling her wedding dress with a hilarious ad after catching her husband cheating on her on their honeymoon.
That's a really low I mean, cheating in general, horrible.
Yeah.
Just be open and honest with your partner.
Yeah, but don't do it on the honeymoon.
Don't cheat, Emma, but don't do it on the honeymoon.
Come on, mate.
What are you doing?
No, she's trying to sell her dress and the ad says, the dress is in stunning condition, unlike my marriage.
Oh.
Janie's got a sense of humour still. That's nice. Yeah. So we wanted to know, their marriage ended on the honeymoon, but we don't expect that level of ridiculousness. 131060, Kim, our executive producer, was very excited. How short was your marriage? Sabrina on the Central Coast, hello.
Hey, how are you? Love you guys. You crack me up.
Thanks, Joel. Mate. What happened? How long? How short was your marriage?
4 months.
Whoa. Four months.
Yep, 4 months.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened, mate?
So we're together for a year and a half. We came from overseas together, and I think he liked the taste of the lifestyle here in Australia, and decided to go a little bit haywire. So. He had two jobs, and the second job was apparently a cleaning job. And when you think it was a cleaning job, it was just a facade, I think, for getting something.
Really?
So he lied about a second job, and he was actually seeing his other partner.
I don't know if he actually lied about a second job because he, when I was called, like you could hear like the vacuum cleaner and things like that. But I don't know if like at that second job, but there was definitely things going on.
Wow,
at that second job.
So Sabrina, I'm sorry.
So is he cheating on you just with a vacuum beside him in case you call?
Yeah, he just had
to turn it on.
The vacuum.
Sorry, I'm really swamped here, Sabrina. Yeah. I can't come home.
Or just the girl, just the other woman, just going. I'm good at good. How good's my vacuum?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's a new talent. I didn't know I could do that. Wait. Yes. Nicola in Cronulla. Hello, Nicola.
Hi, how you going?
If you ever need a vacuum noise, I'm your woman.
Oh, I'm hiring.
Amazing.
Michael Winslow over here.
Police Academy's man of a thousand voices. How short were you married?
I actually beat the 4 months, and mine was only two.
Ooh.
2 months.
Oh. What? So, okay, all right. Okay. Nicola, got to unpack this. On the wedding day, did you have doubts?
Yes, I actually got married for all the wrong reasons. We had children, and I was trying to fix their relationship. But actually, on the wedding night, we went out afterwards, had a little bit of a drink and stuff, and he actually invited his girlfriend to come out with us. And when she got there, she asked him, why are you in a tuxedo? Like, what's going on? And he turned around, pointed at me and said, oh, I was best man at her wedding. And she turned around and went, hang on a minute, that's your ex. And he was like, oh, actually, I got married.
What
a next level idiot.
That it's like we're on Jerry Springer.
What in the heck?
Nicola,
how
did you find out that did you witness that on that night?
No, I actually, after I left him, I moved back home where we were sort of living at the time, and all her friends, I met her friends, and they told me about everything that sort of had happened. They ended up having a child together and everything.
Whoa.
He left her as well, like he does his thing. But, yeah.
If it wasn't illegal, I'd put this guy's picture up as a public service announcement to other women.
Wow. Oh, yeah. It was pretty full on. But, you know, it's all good now. I'm with a good man now.
Good for you.
Good on you. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Do you like shortbread? Do you eat shortbread?
Are you short?
I'm 5'4". I really like shortbread and short-cut bacon.
You're the best. What a winner. What a person.
Can we please give Nicola all the prizes? Well done.
Now, listen, I was out and about just living my best life.
Oh, I love it. Were you shopping with your kids?
No. I was
Were you getting
own.
A haircut?
Nope. Okay. Oh, look at that. Something different, isn't it? Wasn't getting a haircut, wasn't shopping with the kids. It was on the weekend, and it was in between toilet visits for the older one because hectic gastro. And I was just, I thought I'd go for a walk. I'd take myself out in the sunshine. Mm-hmm. Had to pop around to the shops to get some corn chips. We'd run out of corn chips but still had salsa left. It's a common problem.
Oh,
it's
like all the time at my house. Like, you know, you always have conditioner left over and you run out of shampoo.
Yeah.
Always, never run out of conditioner.
That ain't match up.
Ever.
Then I got the corn chips and I got through the salsa. Then I had corn chips and no salsa.
Oh,
go around and get some more salsa.
100%.
Doing this all day long. Anyway, it was a hot day, sad. Yeah. I had my slouch hat on.
What's the slouch hat?
Well, you know, an actual slouch hat is the one the Anzacs wear. But I don't mean that. I mean like a floppy,
what's
wide-brimmed hat.
Terry Towling?
No, but think the Terry Towling hat.
So he had like a bucket hat on.
Yep, but like, not made of Terry Towling, just made of cotton.
Oh, God.
And I have the brim turned up.
No. Yes. What's the point in the hat if you're turning the brim up, idiot?
Okay, that's not very nice.
Where's your protection from the sun? Oh, I have this argument. You know, I'm sorry. My ears. You know, I got very passionate right then because my daughter wears her school hat like a bonnet. So she wears her school hat. You know how?
Oh, on the back of her head.
At the back of the head. She's like it's a goddamn
out.
Bonnet.
She's got a fringe out like Blossom.
So, yeah, yeah. So she gets her entire nose.
Good
and
reference.
Great reference. And I'm so proud of you for knowing that reference. And then Joey got a spin-off and no one knows why.
No one wanted to watch Joey.
Nah. And so she gets her cheeks get burnt every time because she wears her hat on the back of her head. It's a stiff, wide-brim school hat like a bonnet. So when you said to me you had the front flicked up.
Yeah, I have it flicked up because it makes me look
like
fun
and
jovial.
Like a member of the 90s girl band Girlfriend. Was there a daisy on your jeans?
No, it doesn't make me look like that. It makes me look like Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly like that is what it makes me look like. Yeah. It was like a combination of what's his name, the captain and Gilligan.
Captain? Yeah.
Because I'm big, so I'm like the captain, but then I've got a big old dumb Gilligan hat on. Okay. Anyway, I'm just walking down the street. I'm minding my own business, and then a member of the public heckled me.
Good. I sent them to do it.
How dare they?
What did they say?
I was just minding my own business. Something that was not correct. They said to me, as I walked past, they were having beers with their friends. It was classic bullying is what it was. I walked past having a great time.
In your stupid hat.
With a jazzy number and... This young gentleman went, nice hat, Dad. And I was like...
I am a dad.
I got offended, Ross. I was like, how dare you? Wait a minute. Nope, spot on that.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, hey, Tegan in Rosebery.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. What are you doing right now?
I'm on the way to work.
Where do you work?
I work for Sheridan in Ultimo.
Oh, nice. Got a nice 500-thread count sheet on your bed.
Oh, I sure do. They're absolutely amazing.
I've got to say, I've just bought the linen from Sheridan. Go linen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm off the high thread counts.
No, linen's lovely. You don't have to iron it either. Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm.
Very good.
Teagues, meet Harley. He's your quiz master.
G'day, mate.
Hello.
Your letter is W for Walter White.
W, okay.
Got it? You got 10 questions. If you get them all right, you got $10,000. Time starts after the first question. All of the best of luck to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Name an occupation.
Pass.
A confectionery brand.
Pass.
An activity.
Walking.
A type of tree.
Type of tree.
Yep.
Wattle.
A mammal.
A walrus.
A superhero.
Pass.
Something you drink.
Water.
An Australian celebrity.
Pass.
An appliance brand.
Washington. That was rubbish.
Oh, I love you. 400.
That was all right. $400. Yeah. It's been worse.
Oh, that'll be all right. Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
No worries, mate.
I enjoyed the self-reflection at the end too.
So
that was fantastic. Yeah. That's great. Now, Harley.
Yes.
Last night on Twitter at 7:56 p.m., Lisa Wilkinson sent out a tweet that has had a massive ripple effect. She wrote, I have some news. I'm sad to say that today was my last day on the Today Show. And the following statement is from Channel 9. Now, I just happened to be on Twitter when this dropped. And I double read it. I couldn't believe it was happening. It was so bizarre. And Lisa is someone who is so poised and someone who's, I would imagine, would like to do things the right way and let her audience know on air and maybe finish out the year and they'd have a big goodbye.
Yep.
So I found it really odd that it happened on a Monday night and that she's done. Like yesterday, without even knowing it, was her last show.
Is it?
And now, of course, it's being reported this morning, you know, the reasons as to why. And it has been suggested that there is a pay gap happening, a pay dispute, that her co-host, Karl Stefanovic, is being paid almost double her wage.
Yes.
And that she wanted Channel 9 to meet that. She wanted to be paid the same as him.
They do the same thing, don't they?
Well, they do the same thing. And not only that, I think you only get one person like Lisa Wilkinson in telly, in a lifetime of telly. I think you only get someone who has her gravitas, her poise, her grace, her intelligence, her wit. And she's so beloved. She's so loved by the female audience especially.
Yeah.
And I think if you have someone like her, you've got someone like Karl Stefanovic, who's a lad who was very unpopular with women after what happened with his wife. Yeah. I think Lisa is the invaluable ointment to Karl a lot of the time. And Harley, it's being suggested that it was just $200,000 that they let her go over.
Yeah, that was the.
I mean, we don't know. It's all
we don't know.
Speculation.
Who knows what goes on?
Who knows? But it just seems to me that Channel 9, you have made a massive mistake. For $200,000, that is a drop in the ocean for you guys. And I imagine if I was an advertiser that signed on thinking I would have Lisa Wilkinson behind my brand, I'd be feeling pretty pissed off this morning. And, you know, to Lisa, I just want to say, well done. I mean, well done on sticking to your guns and backing yourself and believing in your value. And also, you know, her husband tweeted Hales that she got a new job 45 minutes later.
That's not bad.
Because she
won't turn around.
Yeah, because she'll now be fronting the project on Channel 10. And Channel 9's loss, and it's a stupid loss, and I believe they're going to take a massive hit in the ratings over this, is Channel 10's gain, and good on Channel 10 for jumping on it. But also what I love is I've been kind of following this all on Twitter, and Melissa Doyle, now I don't know if you remember, she was also famously left Sunrise in acrimonious circumstances.
Sure. I'm really lost in a sea of confusion here.
Well, Melissa Doyle was on Sunrise for years, Mel Doyle and Koshy.
Yes.
And then Samantha Armitage kind of took over, and there was a little bit of talk of why did that happen.
Yeah.
She tweeted and said, hey, we can do dinner now at Lisa Wilkinson. Enjoy. Congratulations. Enjoy sleeping in. And Lisa tweeted straight back and said, it's a date. Oh, I love that.
Fly on the wall in that conversation.
Oh, that's the thing. Get those two women together. They know exactly what it is. They are, were soldiers in the same war of getting up. But, yeah, look, I mean, Lisa's not going to be listening, but I'm sure someone will report on it, me and you, saying that you have our full support and we think you're awesome, lady, and you're the reason that I woke up with today. You really were. And I wish you all the best, and bloody hell, I'll be watching the project. That's going to be a mint lineup. Her and Waleed. Yes, please, Carrie.
Yeah, look at that.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
Well done, mate.
Sure.
You ran alongside.
I came along for that.
But you agree she should be paid exactly the same as Stefanovic.
Absolutely.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, ten years is a long time to put in.
And she's defended him. She's been so loyal to Karl in other circumstances where some people might have just gone, oh, my God, what next?
Seems like a pretty simple thing.
I know.
Well, anyway.
You're going to regret this, Channel 9. You're idiots. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Tonight, Hallie, I have to go to celebration night, my daughter's school celebration night.
What's that mean?
So it's when they say goodbye to the year 12s.
Yeah.
They give out the academic awards and they also announce next year's captains.
Well, and there's a reason I don't know what that night's about because I've never attended one.
Oh, mate. Oh. I'm so tired and I'm so sick, but I can't not go because Marcella, of course, because she's the perfect child, she's getting everything. So she's getting an academic award for I don't know how many subjects, and she's been anointed media captain for next year.
What's a media captain do?
So she's involved in, you know, how the school's presented via, you know, like ads and campaigns.
Oh, yeah.
They have their own film festival which Chella will run. Any audiovisual requirements that are needed, she will shoot, make, direct. So she's a little filmmaker, my daughter. No, the school pays for it. The school have drones that Marcella controls and shoots with.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a media school. My kids go to a creative school, you know, for creatives.
They have drones that shoot.
They have drones. No, they shoot, like, as
film.
In they film.
Shooting.
Yeah. So the media captain's big for that school because that's
right,
a big part
right.
of what they do.
Yep.
But so I'm going along, and then Odie comes in. She goes, Odie win any awards? And I said, oh, babes, you too. It's an award being you. And I'm like, you're good at other things. Who cares if Chella's good at science and maths and English and geography and media and sport? Who cares? The winner here is you being you. I was her. I get it. Like,
sure.
And then I'm like, and then Chella tried. She goes, you're in the play. And then, of course, Odie's like, I'm a wall in the play. They don't give awards to walls.
She's a wall.
And the most harsh thing is Odie's not invited to the ceremony. Oh. Only winners go.
Mate, I got in trouble at school leading up to our award ceremony, and the teacher said to me, as your punishment, you're not allowed to come to the award ceremony.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, no.
So now I've got...
I'm so upset, Odie. Lap it up, mate.
I said to her,
those
I
nights
go, mate,
suck.
She'll be at home with Nono. My dad will be giving her lollies for dinner. Yeah. Like, she'll be living it up. She'll be up till 11 watching repeats of everything she ever wants. And I've got to be stuck there trying to pretend I'm not sucking out of a hip flask for three hours.
Oh, don't pretend. Just take the full bottle.
Watch me. Watch me just swig straight responsibly from a bottle of rosé come about 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That'll go brilliantly with my cold and flu. I'll give a speech. When Chella gets up, I'll give the speech.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Chella, I wouldn't go if I were you either.
Sometimes I'm just so glad. Like, I'm Carl Stefanovic and she's Lisa Wilkinson. Like,
she's just going to leave in the middle of the night. The Amarciano Radio Show. With Holly Breeze.